We have mentioned earlier that anger is one of the main faculties of the soul, and every spiritual disease is simply a deficiency or excess of one of the faculties. When found in moderation, it becomes a spiritual virtue instead of a disease. The power of anger is one of the greatest blessings a person has been gifted with. If we didn't have anger part of every human, we would not be able to defend ourselves and would be defenseless against dangers. When anger is deficient or below a state of moderation, it gives rise to other defects such as unnecessary fear, weakness, laziness, lack of patience, lack of passion, and many more. When anger is excessive, it is so overpowering that one will not know how to use their reasoning and forget their religion. Such a person no longer has any insight, reflection, thinking, and choice. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "Anger is the key to every evil." Excessive anger may be a trait you have inherited upon yourself, or something you picked up by mixing with people who have excessive anger and boast about it in the name of bravery and strength. Such a person will say, "I won't put up with any nonsense," although the only meaning of this is that they have not used their reasoning and intellect. A person in this state is considered deaf and blind to good advice, and cannot be guided by the light of their reason, as it has been clouded over by smoke of anger. Outwardly, extreme anger causes the face to change color, the cheeks to redden, and the nostrils to flare. If a person in this state was to see themselves in the mirror, they would stop simply from the shame of seeing the ugliness on their face. The inner ugliness is even worse than the outer ugliness, for the outer simply manifests the inner. It causes the tongue to swear and curse, as well as offensive language that would hurt sensible people. It causes the limbs to lash out, beat, attack, tear apart, and may even kill the object of their anger. And if the victim of their anger escapes, the anger will come back at them. They may tear apart their clothes, hit their faces, become depressed and confused. They may even lash out at objects or animals and break things apart. They start acting as a mad person by cursing animals as if they were the ones that caused them to get angry. As long as someone loves only what agrees with them and hates everything that opposes them, they will never be free from anger. Ailments are treated by cutting them off at the source and removing their causes. The causes that spark off anger are self-conceit, self-admiration, pride, mockery, abuse, and intense greed for wealth and status. They are all moral wrongs, and one can never be rid of anger as long as such traits remain. Self-conceit should be destroyed through humbleness, self-admiration through knowing the inner self. Pride should be removed by constantly acknowledging that it is a vice to be proud, even in one's virtues. Mocking others should be removed by being kind to people and not even putting oneself down. Abuse should be removed by being cautious not to say anything vile, nor answer back sarcastically. Intense greed for material pleasures and status must be countered through contentment with bare necessities, and seeking out the honor and virtue in being needless and free from wanting things. Each of these wrongdoings need training in order to be treated. The success of such training depends on the knowledge of the effects of these wrongdoings, so that the soul has a strong dislike and is disgusted by the wrongdoings. When anger is flared up, the first treatment is to seek Allah's help. You should change your position and posture. If you are standing, you should sit. If you are sitting, you should lie down or stand up again, and so on. You should perform wudu or ghusl with cold water, as anger is fire within, and this will cool it down. When a person is compelled to suppress their anger, it goes back inside and turns to resentment. Then resentment gives rise to other things such as jealousy, backbiting, slander, and many other diseases. A lesser degree of resentment is where you have ill feelings towards a person, such that it prevents you from things such as smiling, care, and helping them. All these feelings decreases one's level of faith and blocks Allah's mercy from reaching you. The best thing to do in these situations is to increase the acts of kindness towards them. This is the status of the truthful ones. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "Shall I inform you of the best of all noble characteristics in this world and in the hereafter? To pardon someone who has wronged you, to reconcile with one who has cut you off, to show kindness towards one who has harmed you, and to give to the one who withheld from you.